bitches. What the fuck is up?
Well, I think we're gonna find out any second now.
Oh, hell yeah we are, because we're hot.
Now let's listen to the theme song.
It's so good.
Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig. Chrissy and Craig.
Chrissy and Craig.
Chrissy and Craig.
Baby, baby.
Chrissy and Craig.
Chrissy and Craig.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Chrissy and Craig.
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 Hello.
Hello, hello. Good to see you again. How are you?
Good to see you. I'm great, you know.
Of course. Living, laughing, loving, all of that.
Live, laugh, love.
Right.
Ew.
Stepping on men. The list goes on. Causing controversy. Also, before we go anywhere, I want to congratulate you on turning all women lesbian.
Thank you. So I just, you know, I want to apologize out there because apparently someone commented that, what did they say? They said, just because you don't like men doesn't mean you had to turn everyone a lesbian. So I just want to apologize on behalf of my behavior for turning everyone into a lesbian.
Because you didn't realize it was that kind of equation. You thought, well, because of this, I'm going to have to turn them all.
It's just, I guess it's my fault. So I apologize out there. Or you just can't get women, I think. Or you just can't get, you know, like maybe that's your problem, bud. But I'll take responsibility. I'll take responsibility. I'll
yeah,
be held
look,
accountable.
You'll take one for the team, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Guys.
You'll take the hit and apologize for the rotten thing that you did. Which so bad. So bad. Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, at least they have a reason they can tell themselves when they cannot get a date or make someone come.
They'll be like, oh, Chrissy, it's her. It's her fault.
Fucking Chrissy.
It's fucking Chrissy's fault, bro. Like, dude, like, she's literally, she is like a problem on this app. Like, she's turning everyone into a lesbian.
Dude, like,
I know
it's
that's
not funny anymore. Like, it's not funny. Like, it's not
dude,
just
it's
like
not fucking, like, she needs to be stopped. There's so many like YouTubers who do videos about me saying like, we need to stop her. Like she is X, Y, and Z. Like she fucking sucks while they're playing like a video game. I'm like, okay, you're playing a video game. Like,
that's most great thinkers, you know, throughout the history of social commentary. They're like actively playing a video game while
yeah.
they're angrily dismissing a cultural icon like yourself.
Yeah, they're like, yo, like this date went like fucking horrible. And like, I know it's Chrissy Shepeka's fault. Like, fuck her. Like, this girl said I couldn't make her come. And like, it wasn't even my fault, bro.
Like, she just like can't come. Like, I don't know. It's like her fucking fault. She's like too uptight.
Do you think like, this is a tweet. So I credit the tweet I saw. But like, do guys not get embarrassed when they can't make women come? Because like, out of like my hookup history, unfortunately, so many guys like do not give a fuck, and I've had to be like, hello, are you? One time this guy was like, yo, no, it's like fine, like I'll get you next time. I was like, this is a hookup.
Get you next time. It's not who's getting the cheeseburger this time, you know what I mean? It's not like,
yeah,
thanks for getting me that apple pie, I'll get you next time.
I was like, honey, you think I would ever come back here?
Like, next time, what do you like?
After that comment, one, of course not. Two, it's like, honey, this was like, you're just filling this void for a second for me, like not for long, hon. Like Jesus.
I'm remembering a line from the really terrible John Travolta movie, Staying Alive, directed by Sylvester Stallone. Gee, do they make bad movies together? But the woman says to Travolta's character, she was like, oh, honey, guys like you, you're just exercise.
You're just exercise. That's literally it. It's like, I was bored.
Yeah. And you were like maybe seeing like what it could have been fantastic. And if it was fantastic, maybe there would have been a next time. However.
Exactly. I don't get men. Like that is so embarrassing.
Oh, listen.
I feel like.
It is. See, I'm getting all verklempt, short for words. Not usually in my position, but it would horrify me to no end if it wasn't a mutually satisfactory situation. or satisfying rather, situation.
Men just don't care. They just don't. They're so just like consumed in like what is good for me, what's going to make me feel good. If I'm getting whatever it is too, mm-hmm. like if I'm getting what I want, it's fine.
Which really blows my mind, because isn't it better when everyone's getting off? And why not work on it if you come in like a minute or the two chumpers?
Yeah.
There's things you can do to increase your endurance. And quite frankly,
yeah.
it makes everything more enjoyable for everyone, including yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the sun just like came up when you were saying that. God was like, you're so right. Make women come.
That's
make
right.
the pussies come. Oh, it's so bright.
It's, I know, like really bright. I guess yeah.
Oh man, it hurts a little bit.
They're dimmed down just a touch there, right? You're like, it hurts a little. Come and they're like, oh. Because see, again, it's like the woman's got to be comfortable. So like, turn the sun
exactly.
down just a little bit. You know,
exactly.
Sometimes we can be too enthusiastic, hit things a little too hard. See, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah. See? Mm-hmm. or those guys that just like, they'll just like, oh my God, come on. We all know. Anyone with like a pussy knows this. Like those people that go in so hard with their fingers, they're like, fucking like, and it's like, that is not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, slow down, drill bit, Taylor.
I've been like, stop right now. Like,
the thing we all want to hear during sex.
Yeah, and they're like, no, like, don't you like it? It's like, you literally, am I the first person you've ever touched?
Or the first person who ever sort of voiced their actual feelings about it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's another problem.
That's true. I mean, it's hard though. Like, I feel like as like a feminine or just like someone who's not just a man, like the straight cis man, to like voice their opinions about anything, period. But like even sexual, like, because you're just like afraid.
Especially sexual. And that's the problem. Like, just to make sure it's clear what I'm saying too.
Sorry. It's like, I look so good.
I'm not saying like, hey, she didn't say nothing. I don't mean it like that. I mean,
you're right.
Yeah. You know, because a lot of times like people feel like they're not allowed to say something, and that just continues to limit their potential joy, you know, sexual right. satisfaction. Yeah.
Right. Listen, guys, we have to call the people we're having sex with out for being bad. You have to.
Yeah.
Because also they might, to give them maybe the benefit of the doubt, they may not know.
Right.
Also, so communication is key for everything, but also within like sex and just like stuff like that. Because like you, and if they get mad at you for not fucking like doing their job, like, fucking leave. Ew.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets mad at you for like, you can literally be like, I don't like that, it doesn't feel good, and like they get pissed, like, whoa, get out of there.
Oh, it's over now.
Yes. Like that is like red flag alert, babes. Red flag alert.
Oh yeah.
Get away.
Massive red flag. Yeah. Can't see past that red flag. Sometimes people are good intentioned, but they don't know that they're not doing their fucking job.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I need to. This is killing me. Oh, but then I'm going to be so dark.
Well, no, but your camera will adjust. And soon when you get the webcam thing, it'll be
That's all true.
But see how great Chrissy looks with just a stock standard webcam? Wait till you see her on the Logitech C920.
Yes.
They're not a sponsor, but that's what's going to happen. It's going to blow your mind.
It.
That's right.
I'm getting, I got paid and all my money's going to hit Monday. So, you know, Monday... I'm gonna get it.
That's right. Fantastic. So like, enjoy this now, and just, you're just gonna flip out when you see what's coming next. But you know, the whole thing about people hitting it too hard too reminds me of the first time I bottomed. First off, they tried to charge in there with like no lube, and I was like, whoa, hey, and I think maybe like a touch of spit, but like that ain't gonna do much, quite frankly.
No, that goes away. That literally like. Disintegrates.
Yeah. It's almost like if you throw water on a very hot frying pan, that's how fast the spit goes away.
Yeah.
right? It just goes whoosh, and that's it. You need like a river of spit if that's what you're going to go for, and then that's not what was happening. So I was like, hey, whoa, no, and I was like, lube and condoms, my friend. So that's another thing that, oh, we're just going to jump in there without a condom. Like, no, that's, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's happened. Yeah,
like I just have had so many like fucking hookup stories where I've been like, no, I want to use a condom, and guys have been like, oh, please, like, no, like, I don't want to. And I'm like, like, they will beg your fucking face off. They'll be like, please. And it's like, no, like, and if you don't, like, I'm not saying, like, you know, do what you want to do. But for me, if I'm just hooking, like, you should, like, be safe sex. Like, if you know, like, they're, and, you know, I would just be like, what the fuck? Like, they do not take no for an answer for, like, hours.
Oh.
You shouldn't have to feel defeated, like, and be like, oh, fine. Like,
right.
You know, like, you shouldn't ever have to feel that way. If you said, like, I want to wear a condom or I don't want to do this or blah, 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 and someone's begging for it, it's like, you shouldn't. That's fucked up. One, they shouldn't be begging for it. And you should never feel like you have to because someone really wants it to. Like, you know.
Because basically that's like saying, well, my needs aren't as important as yours.
Well, it's also assault still. Like,
well, no.
Assault. Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it just compounds itself the more you think about it. And then what, you know, so he doesn't want to wear a condom. You don't want to get pregnant. And also you don't want to get fucking chlamydia or a whole host of other things that you could possibly get.
Yeah, or I just don't want you fucking inside me like that. Like, it's.
I don't know you like that yet. Like,
I don't fucking know you like that. Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And this is after probably there's like some oral stuff happening. So it's like, well, that's without a condom, you know, like, so you got some action on your dick that wasn't with a sheath on it, because would we all love to not have a sheath on our dick? Yeah. Does it feel better to not have a fucking rubber on? Yes. However, it doesn't feel that bad when there is a rubber on it. So knock off the fucking complaining.
Just fucking literally. Ugh, when men complain, it's like, I'm not going to do what you want then. Like,
well, also, doesn't it? It must turn you off. Like, I mean, sexually, your desire must go right down into the toilet when it's like, oh, but come on, please.
It's embarrassing. It's like embarrassing for them. Like, that is, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Douche chills. Like, douche chills.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking gross. Oh, I hate men.
I remember the guy that was the first dude I was fooling around with, who I'd said, okay, well, you know, whatever, this, and the other, but we're not doing anal at all. That's not just not on the table tonight. And then, of course, what do? They start pressing their dick up against my ass, and I go, hey, well, what are you doing back there? I was like, no, remember? I said, and they were like, oh, I was just kidding. Wow. Yeah, you're like Jerry Seinfeld. You're so funny. Do you know, like that? That's some Chris Rock level humor.
God. Like,
what? You're just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Castration.
Yeah. And then also it was funny the first time received in an anal situation. The notion that it was my first time doing that activity really didn't seem to stay with them, because I was like, just go slow. Like, it's not like I never had anything up there before. Do you know what I mean?
It's different.
It's different. Yeah. Also, they're in control of the motor on that one too. Yeah. It's not your hand or someone else's hand, whatever. We're literally someone else's hand. So, and that's the other funny thing too. Like, I noticed, like, a guy will love to be like, it's your first time doing the thing. Like, it's like, yeah, calm down. Don't take, it's not that big of a compliment. It just happens to be the first, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't.
God, men are obsessed with that too. That whole, like, oh, it's your first time. Like, fuck off, you fucking weirdo. Like,
it's my first time. I want to get it over with. I have a feeling you're not going to be the best at it. I just want to sort of get past this.
It's like, didn't you know first times are supposed to be the worst? Like, fuck off. Like,
yeah.
Don't give yourself all that credit for something I'm going to talk about later being like, that sucked.
Yeah. Right. You're in my material now forever, by the way. because yeah.
Yeah, fucking.
Did you ever have a first in any of those regards that was like, that was really great, or didn't like the next time didn't measure up to, or I can tell from your facial reaction, almost every single time it's like, oh my God, it got so much better later on.
Yeah, because you don't know the first times you're doing stuff. You're like, I know how it's supposed to be. I don't know how it's supposed to feel. I don't know, you know, like, you don't fucking know. So it's normal for it. It's very normal for it to not be great, or, you know.
Yeah, or average at best, or whatever.
Yeah, like.
Because you're also in your head part of the time. Because this is the first time you're doing this sort of thing. So it's a little.
Yeah, you're vulnerable. Like, God, yeah. It's like, fuck. I fucking hate men who are so obsessed with that. Like, oh, it's your first time with, like, whatever it is. And it's like. It literally, like I said, like literally, like, yeah, that's fucking, like, I'm going to talk about you behind your back now. Like, not like it's going to be fucking revolutionary. Like, it's either going to be whatever. And if it's whatever and you were humble about it, like, I won't say shit. But if you're going to, like, be a whole dick about that and be so, like, fucking weird, like, girl. Like,
right. And
watch your back.
And if you're real bad with it, or you're not listening to what I'm telling you, and you just, again, charge ahead in there like a fucking herd of cattle, chances are I won't have the fondest memory of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Just fuck men. Oh my God. Speaking of fuck men, though, so I just posted a TikTok. And it's this guy, like, he's like, girls on their period be like, first of all, if you don't have a fucking, like, uterus, don't. You have no place in that, like, conversation of, like, oh, like, girls are so fucking, they're so emotional. And so this guy, like, is like, it's like, yeah, like, people on their period are like, and, like, starts, like, shoving, like, ice cream in a bowl and, like, getting chocolate syrup all over and, like, crying, like, throwing candy. Like, oh, my God, I'm so emotional. I have to eat ice cream, which is, like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Like, people with uteruses are bleeding for an entire week.
Yeah, there's blood coming out of your body and pain and cramps.
Yeah.
And your mood might not be where you would like it to be. Sounds
because
frustrating to me.
It's testosterone that is getting put through our bodies. So, in that really fast. Like,
the evil poison. You're getting the little dose of the evil poison. Yeah.
Fucking horrible, let me tell you. But, like, you know, he's just saying all this, like, fucking stereotypical shit about, like, people on their periods or whatever. And so I, like, stitched it and I was like, men love, like, cis straight men. Love this narrative of, like, oh, you're so emotional when you're on your period, when straight cis men are the most emotionally driven human beings I have ever met, that, like, act with their emotions like that. Like, I'm mad. Okay, I'm going to go punch a hole in my fucking wall.
Yeah.
And then I, like, at the end was like, I'm so sorry you've literally never made a woman come before, but you didn't need to admit that to the entire internet. Like, that's literally what it seems like. It's
Of course it is. Of course it is.
I feel like men forget that, like, anger is also an emotion. It's like, yes, duh, but it's like, I don't think they actually realize that. I think they literally think anger is just, like, men and, like, I got a nice cock and, like, all this, like, weird fucking men shit. But it's like, they will never admit that as, like, an emotion. They see, like, sensitivity as, like, in sadness and that stuff as an emotion. They're like, well, I'm not like that. I'm not emotional. It's like, bitch, you're emotional as fuck.
Yeah.
You're angry all the time. You're punching holes in the walls, holes in the doors, yelling and verbally abusing people the minute you're upset. And, like, yeah, so it's just so funny because my comment section is full of angry men, as it usually is, and being like, fuck, women aren't funny. And it's like, okay, see, you're mad. You're proving my point. Like, it's so, yeah. It's so silly yeah. when they do that. Like, I will say something that is just so true about men, and they always are, they fight so hard. They're like, no, it's not true. And then do exactly what I talked about. And I'm like, mm-hmm. girl,
you blows their minds. It scrambles their program. They're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, Jesus, chill, Brad.
How about this, when their fucking sports team loses?
Yeah, I don't remember what sport it was or whatever happened, but didn't they literally like burn a city down or some shit once?
Yeah, flipping cars.
Or a few times.
A few times. And sometimes it doesn't matter if they win or if they lose.
Yeah, what the actual fuck? It's like, I don't get the male mind. I never will. I don't even want to because it's so fucking dull. But like, it's just so like they seriously, even in just my experience alone, the most emotionally driven human beings. Like, they don't sit back. They don't take things in. They don't try and process things. I have literally met one like cis male ever in my life who said, okay, I need to think about like what we just talked about or what you just said. Like, I need to take a step back and like
yeah.
think about that and then come back and talk, which is a very mature thing to do. But saying that, I've literally only met one
yeah.
like straight cis male, and I've unfortunately met quite a few.
It's so weird because it's almost like that can't be spoken of. That's an excusable thing to be angry because it's tough or it's somehow considered macho.
Yes, that's like literally what I said in the video too. I was like, they excuse that with, I can be angry, I'm a man. So many men in my life have been like, I can be angry, like I can fucking be mad, like I'm a fucking man. Like, they always say that afterwards. And it's like, I know you're a man. Anger is a valid emotion. You can feel anger. That yeah. is okay. You cannot have emotional outbursts and punch things or punch people or verbally abuse people. You can feel angry all you want.
Right.
You can be mad at people. You can be upset. That is valid. But being so emotionally driven to fucking punch a hole in your fucking parents' like house, like
which, by the way, that's pretty lame. You're gonna punch a hole yeah. in a wall. It better be your fucking wall. You yeah, know. Do what you want
literally,
to your wall.
Do what you want to your shit. But it's like, yeah, it's just so funny to me. Like,
and well, guys that want to start fights. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But guys who go fucking spoiling for fights, you know what I mean? Like, any fucking bar, anywhere, there's always some guy who's looking around wanting to sort of start some shit. Not every bar, but, you know, like a lot of bars. A lot of the unfortunate.
A lot of them.
Yeah. The straight bars that are so
yes
that whole thing of wanting to fight or wanting to like shout someone down or intimidate them, it's a very strange thing because it seems to be some people's hobby.
Yes, it's like, why do people literally look for that shit? It's scary.
It is really scary. And when I sense that vibe in a room, you and I were talking before we started taping about having mm-hmm. that sort of sense of a room or in the vibe of a place. And if I ever feel that in a place, I'm like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
But at house Always. Parties too, where it happens. And that's really, really bad.
Yeah. It's like, why can y'all like dear straight cisgendered men, like, can you maybe buy a journal, you know, like maybe go to therapy if you can afford it. Like, if you can go, that'd be nice. But like, why do you look to fight other men constantly and like justify that with like, well, I can do that, I'm mad?
Or back to what you're saying, that like, well, you know how women are, you know, well, that's like, you know, well, the lady, you know, the wife, she, that kind of bullshit.
And it's like, they'll always be like, well, like, girls are catty. It's like, I think girls just like are more fucking upfront. Girls like more yeah. fucking up front and like say how they're feeling, and if you take that as catty, like,
right,
okay, like, you've probably never processed your emotions before. And I understand like our society is kind of built to where men can't, and like men aren't supposed to do that, and like that is fucked up.
Yeah,
but your toxic masculinity is still not okay.
Right. And toxic
because
you're
toxic.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Just your toxic masculinity is affecting other men too. Like, it is affecting that narrative that y'all can't feel what you need to feel to process emotions.
Unfortunately, the toxic masculinity thing, you can find that in every kind of group of men as well. Do you know what I mean? There's a different flavor of it with gay men, with queer men. You know, there's still predators that hide behind the fact that they're queer or they're this or they're that.
That's really true.
But it's really definitely true. There's a higher instance of it in the group that you're talking about for sure. But it's,
yeah.
The scary part of it is that it's it's still spread around.
It's a lot of men, yeah. No, that's really, really true. Or just like, you know, sometimes I notice with, not always, because it hasn't really always been my experience, just with like, sometimes like queer men who still think like, oh, I can touch you in inappropriate places because I don't like you like that. It's like, oh, no, you still can't do that. Like,
yeah, I imagine an unwanted touch is still unwanted. Despite who it's coming from. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, I've just heard some of my friends talk about that too. And I'm like, yeah, that's honestly really true. It's like, you know, if we have both told each other, yes, we're close like this and that's okay, then whatever. And it has been discussed, but just like doing that and like never having that discussion of like, you know, it's like, no, like unwanted touch is not cool. Like, no matter what, just don't fucking touch other people.
I'm sure
straight women also, though, just to go off of that, sorry to interrupt you, but go into like gay clubs and like do that with men too. Like, I think it's, we have to get rid of that narrative of like, well, you don't like me, so I can do this. It's like, no, like there's no, and I was just talking from my experience before, but it's true. Like, a lot of straight women will go into like, you know, clubs like that.
Yeah. Refer to my gays or something like that.
Yeah, like, oh, they're my gays. Like, we're just the girls. Like, you know, and it's like, okay, no, babe. Don't fucking touch me. I didn't ask for that. Like, don't just like get in all my business because you think we're on the same page. Like, girl, we're not. Yeah. Like,
and don't equate the fact that like we get along with that means that now you can demean me in a very subtle way that is not to you or to your mind demeaning. But you're now still othering and still sort of making the other person less than because you can sort of do what you like to them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. We just like, just stop fucking like grabbing other people. Like, just like.
Right. Wait until like, you're in a situation like we were talking about before where the person wants to be grabbed and then like be good at grabbing them. So, you know, there's places you can grab and times and places you can grab, but it's very situationally dependent. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm such a. I like hate being touched by like other people. Like, unless it's like, I really fucking do. I like hugs.
Uh huh.
But like, I do not like.
Let me guess.
I got a question though.
I got a question about hugs.
Okay.
As a lady, I imagine there's a lot of hugs that you haven't liked because there's a lot of hugs that go a little too far.
Oh my God. Yes. Also, like, we all know a guy is like, where's my hug? Like, you hug somebody like, hey, where's my hug? It's like, suck my dick. You're not getting one. Hello. Oh my God. Just so many. Yeah. So many unwanted hugs. There's so many hugs that like go way too far down. And you're like, I didn't consent to that. Like,
Yeah.
I had this one, not really my friend. It was just someone last year who was like in my like friend group at the time who would just constantly just like touch all of the girls like in our group, just like literally grope them. Like, he would come in for a hug from me and then literally grab my whole ass like under my skirt. And I'd always be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah, right.
Why do you, and like, no matter how many times people were like, what? Stop, he wouldn't get it.
It's
like, you are a fucking disgusting misogynistic pig. Like, that is so gross.
That's predatory, you know, basically. It's predatory because you've expressed distaste. They say, well, it doesn't matter what you say, I'm gonna do it anyway, you know.
So many times that's what I've heard. Or just like, guys just think like that, like, well, I don't really. No, there's another like narrative of like, oh, you're just emotional. Like, oh, you're just, yeah. Are you on your period? Like, you're just fucking emotional.
Whoa, what's the matter with you, babe? Like, what's the problem? Like, that kind of thing.
Yo, like, you're being, like, so crazy right now, dude. Like, babe, stop. Like, you're, like, I, gaslighting is a big word, babe. Like,
like, whoa, what are you talking about? Like, I don't gaslight. Like, what even is gaslighting? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what the fuck? You're so uptight.
Literally, it's like, yo, just, like, chill for a sec, babe. Like,
always got to have a problem. You always got to have a problem.
Yeah, maybe if you weren't such a fucking problem in my life, like, hello, like, my, Jesus.
And then, there's the overly long hug. There's yeah. There's a couple. There's a whole host of bad hugs. Yeah.
I fucking hate it. Like, I hate just like unwanted, just like hand placements, and that's anyone too, like, even, yeah. Like,
well, listen, I am guilty sometimes of touching people on the arm because I'm talking about anybody, mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean, because I'm talking like, oh, because I tap people like on the arm or something like that, mm-hmm. Where I'm talking, but it's like, it's generally not generally, it's all the time, like, I'm having a friendly chat with someone and I might grab their arm and be like, no, check this out, do you know what I mean, like, there's, yeah. Something like that, but every once in a while I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't do that,
right? I feel like it's different based on the person too, because like you, I'd be like, yeah, what, like, I wouldn't like think twice, I feel like, but like,
yeah,
start,
sure,
are just people you're just not as like comfortable with, it's just like, do not invade that space, like,
yeah, like the guy who's asking like, where's my hug, like, it's not there.
Yes. Or when guys, like, you're at a bar and they'll like grab your hips to move around you, it's like,
oh yeah. that is I remember one time,
oh, yeah.
at this goth club, it was kind of a packed walkway and I'm walking, mm-hmm. And there was a girl who was always dancing on the stage and she happened to be in front of me. This scumbag, I could see the whole thing happening, like almost in slow-mo. Yeah. The guy, I see, he turns and I see the look in his face. He's like, if he had made a noise, it would have been like, ew. And he reaches over and fully grabs her ass, like in the middle, and like, and then he brought his hand away just as she turned around, and I go, oh, no, that was not me, it was your friend here, and I grabbed him by the collar and I go, what's the matter, you're not going to talk to your friend, because you know her, right, you guys are really good friends, right, because didn't you just do that,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was not thrilled with me. And then I went over to the bouncer and I was like, you see that fucking guy right there? He's got to go, because he just, yeah, fully groped her.
That is,
like,
that is fucking horrible. Men, yeah. Like, why do...
Also, why? Also, what do you get out of that? Like, unless it can only be violating someone else's personal space, like, that's the kink, right? Like, that's the kick, because,
yeah.
like what about that, like, you know what I mean, like, a feel, it, like, what, that's so great that you got to do that you're gonna risk, do you know what I mean, like, I don't know,
I know it's like, what are you gaining, what about this is like, it's just it is like that pleasure of like, I just violated this person, like, I just made this person fucking uncomfortable, like, it's a power kink, I feel like, I can do this, like,
yeah.
And it's fucked. It is so fucked up. It's like, no one should ever fucking feel the need to touch anybody ever. Like, unless it is like okay or consensual, you know? It's like, no matter what it is, like,
there should be a mutual vibe.
Yes. Like, don't,
which we
just,
can
like,
always
fucking...
tell. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like, and you can always, mm-hmm. tell that. Like, you can always tell if the person is someone that would give you a hug. You know, if you're a hugger, I'm a hugger, and you know when you're in a situation, like, sometimes there's five people and you give them a hug or whatever, and then like there's that one person and you're like, they don't want a hug. Do you know what, yeah. I mean? Like,
You know.
Like, you just go, and it was nice to meet you too. You know what I mean? Like, with your hand up.
And if they want a hug, they'll come in for it. You know, like,
yeah, exactly. They back away or their arms cross. Like, these are all signs that they don't, yeah. want a hug.
Exactly. Don't violate that. Ugh. I hate men.
We were talking a while ago about people who trauma dump on you.
Ugh.
And then we were also talking about, you know, being prone to narcissistic abuse in dating, or making sure that you, mm-hmm. don't fall prey to that. And one big thing I want to tell everyone is, be very wary of people who, in the first date, or the first time you hang out with them, start telling all their trauma stories and try to pull yours out of you. Because look, we all have trauma. Don't take the bait, because you can get tricked into thinking that they're sharing with you and they really care. They're an open person. And oh my God, look, this is so meaningful. And you're, because you're caught up also because they're hot. Don't do it, because they're trying to get a catalog of your greatest miseries so they can use them to work you like a puppet later on.
Yes. That is so true. And it's also just like, I've had like two specific experiences like that that I thought of. Like one time I went on a date with this guy who just like in the first like 10 minutes was just told me, I knew everything about him by the end of the date. Also, it was just like weird. He had a gun on him. It was a crazy date. It was nuts.
At, yeah. at what point did you find that he had a gun on him?
Within 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I did not know what to do. He was a nice guy. There's, you know, some other problems there that, like...
Well, no, at least he was pleasant to talk to. That's good.
I just think he was a little damaged, like, as a person, and, like, was using me to, like, trauma dump. And there's just a lot more going on there, too. But, like, God, I just remember, like... All the shit was like he was dumping, and like telling me so many things, like on our walking to our destination. And I was like, whoa. And then,
oh no.
All of a sudden, he's like, how do you feel about guns? I was like, not great. I literally was like, no, like, I not good. I don't feel good about guns. No. Yeah.
It's not, I'm not mixed on this. I'm not ambivalent. I know pretty clearly, don't like them.
I don't like him. And he was like, oh yeah, so cool. I've got one right here. And he shows me and I was like.
Oh, wow. But you know, that's also, not to interrupt, but that's mm-hmm. also, that's like, that's another power thing. Because it doesn't matter what you say, right? Like you, what girl's going to go, oh, I love guns. And I love meeting guys that I don't know very well that have them handy. Like, you know what I mean?
And what the fuck? Just like,
oh, you don't like him? Cool. Guess what I have on me?
Yeah, it was very much that. And I was like, oh, nice, dude.
Sure, we can go here. Here's fine. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, this is the place you want to go to? Okay, sure.
That whole date was like that. Like, okay, yeah.
Okay. Sure, no, we don't have to get guacamole. It's okay.
No, like, actually, I was like fucking scared as out of my mind.
Yeah.
For other reasons too. It was just fucking wacky. It was such a wacky date. But yeah, just like drama dumping like that.
That's scary too, because you're scared for a multitude of reasons. And then that, what that does is it throws us off of our center of making the decision that we need to make, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. The chaos and confusion is another instrument that a narcissist or toxic person will use, mm-hmm. because it throws you off your game, and then it also can lead to you doubting your own judgment. But you're so just thrown and in this like crazy feeling that it's hard to figure out what's what.
Right. No, exactly. Like exactly that. And like another instance too is just like my like old like friend. That was the first time we like hung out. She like asked for all of my drama, and like I like it's like, oh, she just like wants to get to know me, and like she told me all hers and everything. Yeah. And then later the relationship just fucking, it's gone, disintegrated in the fucking ground, 6 feet under. Like, I'm not those kinds of people. Like, you want to take your time getting to know somebody. Like, you want to you don't want to know everything at once. Like, you, because like there's, you know, with our trauma and with the things we've gone through, that reflects in the way sometimes we act, or like, you know, and not even in a negative way, but like you want to maybe get to know somebody and then later understand like, oh, so that like is why maybe you act like this, or you like this, or X, Y, and Z, you know, you don't
yeah,
know.
Maybe,
you don't
need to this person gets a little too uptight if they feel constricted in this way because of a thing that happened to them before. But you learn this stuff gradually, because that's the only real way that it works. You know, that it actually sinks in. Because also, don't fucking trust anybody off the bat. Just don't trust anybody off the bat. No. And if you feel for a second like someone's a skunk or a bad person, Right. I figured out that I'd rather be wrong about the person and have made too rash of a decision to shut them out totally. Because, look, I'd rather have that mistake made, because it's never a mistake and you're always right.
Exactly. Like, you know, you have to listen to your what's it called?
Your gut. Yeah, your gut.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I don't know. And it doesn't mean your gut's, I mean, I'm not going to say your gut isn't right, because I do believe like your gut kind of knows. I also believe okay, so weird. I don't know if this is like a theory or something I saw on TikTok or something, but I think about it constantly. Someone was like, you know, our gut feeling is like our future self telling ourselves not to do something. And like, you know, but you know, when like you right now in the present are looking back on something and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. That was fucked up. Or like, that was a bad situation. And like, I can remember so many times I'm thinking that now. And like, then I was thinking like, I don't know about this. I'm not sure. That my future self telling my past self,
that's right,
not to do something, or like giving that sign, because like time isn't fucking real. Like, that makes so much sense to me, you know?
Yeah. And also, if you go, that's a great technique that you just described too. If you're ever confused about something, go and think back in your life about all of those moments, and you will remember that you had a pit in your stomach moment where a very, for me, it's this quiet voice that happens. It's not a confused, it's like a quiet, like, this is doomed. Get out of this. And if you don't listen to that voice, you're going to be in for a lot of problems.
Exactly.
Because I certainly was.
Yeah. I just think of it like you're looking out for yourself already. And so if you get a feeling like, I'm not sure, it doesn't mean always, but you know, just, it means just be weary. Like, just like, you know.
Yeah.
Don't trust so easily.
Right. And listen, one of the many unfortunate things, even though there's so many wonderful, fun things, right, about trauma, is that sometimes you can maybe too harshly judge someone who is not doing that stuff because of that stuff. But what you do, and I'm thinking about a relationship I have going, and that with something like tripped a wire or made me scared, I was like, okay, that's maybe getting too intimate. I don't know about that. I was like, well, I'll just wait. I'll wait a few days. And then everything's clear. But when that's more of an anxiety thing. And some that comes from a different part of your, I guess, worrying system inside, right? But if I get something in the gut, it's a deep instinctual feeling of like danger, bad person. Mm-hmm. That's it. Listen, I had the hookup last week, right? After not having sex since February 2020. It was with a person, matter of fact, the same person I talked about who was the first one when I bought him. Anyway, you know, I realized this person is, I don't know, full-blown narcissist. I don't know him well enough. But they're not for me, because they pushed the boundaries of what was set for what we were going to do that night. It was supposed to be just a hookup, maybe a date at some other time, as like a tertiary thing, because I have a main thing and, you know, I see other people and all that. They kept trying to stay later and later. Now, after the sex was over, there was like a 10, maybe 15 minute window of hanging out. Now, I noticed though the conversation was always bad. Like, they never really registered what I was saying. Okay. And immediately I was like, oh no. Oh God. They're one of them. They're fucking one of them. And even beforehand, when I was telling some story or relating something that happened earlier in the week, and they just started kissing me. Yeah, sometimes you break into kissing because it's like such a wonderful romantic thing. And sometimes they're doing that thing where they're just basically every time demonstrating to you that whatever you say doesn't matter, whatever I want
matters. Shut up. Yeah.
They, you know, and a narcissist, a toxic person, they will do this. Think about everyone that you've dealt with, and they've done things like this. So then after the sex, it's like, it wasn't just like, you know, we came and I was like, okay, time to leave. It had been established. There was supposed to be longer than a really good movie, probably. They went to get our phones. First their phone, and then they picked up mine. I was like, okay, thanks. And then just laid in the bed looking at their phone. Now, I got to be with someone for 10 years before that's even beginning to be acceptable. And still, that's not great. So then they're just on their phone, and then they tell me that, oh, they shared a lift with someone to my area because that person was going to be hooking up with someone else. And they were going to share one back. But that person left because they didn't vibe with the person. What's supposed to come in the story next is, I'm just going to call a Lyft now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they just were like, oh. And then it had to be 5 more minutes until I was like, okay, I'm going to call you an Uber. So yeah. I've already said, I have to do some work, and yeah. I'm going to call you an Uber. Now, if you hear those things, what does that usually mean?
They want to go.
Then they said, oh, just 15 more minutes. I'll set an alarm. And then they fell asleep or pretended to be asleep. I don't know which, and it doesn't matter.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
They told you in your space, oh, just 15 more minutes.
Yeah. And they were like,
what?
They were like, oh, yeah, come cuddle me. And it was like a one-way cuddle. And I was like, this is awful. And I cannot yeah. wait for this to end. It took me a minute to not be bugged out afterwards about the whole thing. Because, you know, the first time you have sex with someone in such a long time.
Yeah. But
it was the kind of thing that in the middle of the sex, I was like, I want this person out of my apartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get that.
And then it's not like I was play acting. And I've been looking forward to talking with you about this because it's such a strange thing when you, it's not like I fully dissociated, right? But there is a thing where you're in the middle of it, right? And you kind of go like, I'm just going to go through the motions here.
Yes. Yeah. I get that feeling. I have been there so many times where all of a sudden I'm just like, okay, like I'm done with this. Like, get out of here. Like, it's something about their energy. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
It's something about the energy that's like being put out. And then you're all of a sudden just like, whoa. Like, it's kind of quick too. It just like, for me at least, it's always just kind of like, boom, I'm feeling this. Like,
yeah.
Whoa, like.
I think it has something to do with the fact that now you're in a physically vulnerable spot.
Mm-hmm.
That, and also, they've decided that they don't have to put up the shield anymore. And yeah. it's kind of hard to hide it when you're actually making contact physically, you know, when you're inside each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And they also feel like, oh, I don't have to hide my evilness anymore or whatever. Like, I don't have to put on the bullshit. And you can feel it. And it's so gross that it just takes away any sexual desire. Because I frankly would rather never have sex again in my life than have that feeling. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
No. Yeah. Same.
And, well, a good thing is that I was then later wistfully reflecting on the last time I had sex before that in February with someone I really had a wonderful, real connection with. And I remember the real distinct, warm feeling of falling asleep in their arms. And it's not like we knew each other we knew each other for like 2 days, but we had like really wonderful sex that was connected and like went on for a long time. This I was determined to get it over with, like, fast. Like,
yeah.
You know, we talked earlier about, like, endurance. Like, basically, I like to last as long as possible. There's ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the person you're with is into that thing, too, you can have a nice, long, prolonged time. And which is nice, because then you can both decide. You're like, hey, are we doing the thing now? Okay, we're doing the thing. So then with this person, too, they were also slipping in things like, oh, but next, trying to make me feel, like, bad for kicking them out, as they said it. Like, when I was like, okay, I got to do something. Oh, you're kicking me out? And it's like,
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, yeah. And then right? And then we got the whole thing about the fucking 15 minutes, longest 15 minutes ever. There was disco playing and I was like, is this song really this long? Because I can't, I was staring at the wall like, I can't fucking wait for this to be over.
Yeah.
And then the alarm goes and they go, huh? Oh, and I go, yep, it's time. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, what are you trying to do? You're trying to make it so what? Like, I'll go, oh, well, maybe they're tired. Maybe, do you know what I mean? All that shit. And then, like, they're testing boundaries to see how much of an advantage of me that
they can
take.
That's exactly what it is. They're literally trying to test your boundaries till you are like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I guess I'll just do this. I guess I'll just, no, oh, no. And I think I'm going to ceremonially burn the comforter that was used that night.
Do it. Fuck it.
I will. Ugh. Fuck it. No, I'll just buy another one. I can't deal with that. I don't, and I also don't like mementos of anyone like that around.
Yeah.
And when I got them out, they were like, oh, but next time maybe we'll cuddle through the night. And I was like, excuse me? Like, yeah, right. And of course, see, at that point though, this type of toxic person is trying to get you to agree to stuff so later they can say, but you said,
yes.
But you said. And I got a newsflash for any motherfucker who tries that shit with me. If you are in my place and I'm trying to get you out, I'll tell you anything under the sun. Because guess what? You are a demon and you got to go.
Yeah.
Right? If I got to trick the demon, I'm going to trick the demon. Because that's
as
what we're
you
doing.
Should,
and,
yeah.
And I'm sure you've been in this position too, because we both dealt with narcissists. You know that you're in that thing right then where you're like hiding mm-hmm. inside yourself and you're like, okay, we just got to get them out. We got to get them away. And, it, yes. and this was a very not threatening situation. And I know that most women have been in much more you know, terrifying situations. But that thing of feeling like I have to do this just to get this yeah. to happen is a soul crushing feeling.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
yeah.
yes. yes. oh my God.
Right? Yeah. I can tell also by the, you know, your reaction and the, like the look in your face, like just how horrifying it has been for you in those moments. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Just like, especially like, and what's so fucked about like that to me also is like, it's your own space. Like it's yeah. one that should be respecting anything you say, period, whether you're in your space or not, like at the end of the day, yes. But like, it's if you were telling someone to leave your space, why on earth do they think they have the right to stay?
And
there?
Why would you want to be there? Like if I ever feel like someone like, you know, oh, have I been at the party too long? You know, I'll do that number on myself in my head. I'm sure you do yeah. too, you know? Like
yeah.
if I got the feeling like someone was like, oh, it's time to go, you know, because there's a lot of ways to say that and a lot of ways to interpret it that aren't like, oh my God, I'm a terrible person. Like, that's mm-hmm. just how it goes with hookup stuff. Like, I've had people say I got a lot of work in the morning, or I have to do some work now.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it you know what it is when they tell you. Also, this is another key thing. If every story they tell you is just chaotic as fuck, every other person yeah. in their life is either fucking with them or they don't understood or they look, we all have stories where someone's being shitty or whatever, but if every single story has something to do with, especially the place they live, oh man, yeah. the landlord, I might get kicked out. And it's like, well, you want to stay here way too long and you're talking about how bad the place you live is at. Warning, danger.
Yeah. No, seriously. Oh my God. Yeah, that's just so. Also, like, if someone's going to be like, oh, I have work in the morning, like, you know, that like kind of hint, get out. Like, yeah, bitch, yeah, I do that with my own friends. Like, it's not personal. You don't need to take that personally or like take it like as an offense. And even like
yeah.
if that person was doing that with you, it's like you, right now it is personal because you're fucking intruding on my own space. But like,
that's
if
right.
you just listened when I was like, okay, I'm going to get you an Uber or whatever. Like, I would not be like this fucking pissed. Like, just like social cues, babes. Like,
right. Social cues. And guaranteed there ain't no next time. Right. This is the other thing. There is yeah. no next time. But, you know, I have to look at this as like a blessing that it happened. Right. Because for a number of reasons, it reminded me of this horror show that mm-hmm. happens when there's a narcissist in your space and you're physically touching them and all this stuff. And it also showed me that I'm much better than I was a long time ago about mm-hmm. closing the fortress, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we have these horrible experiences. And that's the other thing to remember too. And it's hard to remember this. And it's hard to sort of cut yourself some slack when it happens. People get in through the cracks sometimes. But the key is, as soon as you figure it out and realize it, that's it. There is no second chances. They're gone, you know,
yeah.
whatever. And I just took it as a nice sign that it was like, I'm in a better place, A, than when I first met them. And it reminded me of that wonderful time I had with the sweetheart in London. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also reminded me that, you know what? I'm fine on my own. I can be here on my own. As much as I've missed all of that, processing it and going through it, and maybe getting a little high, you know, hey, look, you know, whatever technique works.
Whatever.
Exactly. So yeah, so there was a bunch of good stuff. So if anyone listening, you know, you happen to have something like that, just think about what you can pull from that for future reference.
Right. Yeah, it's like definitely it shows how strong too you are in like what you've learned too. I think that's cool. Like knowing when something isn't okay and knowing like I didn't like that and that's not happening again. Like
yeah.
that's really hard. Especially for like empaths, I feel like to really yeah. do is to be like, no, like I didn't like that. I didn't like this person. I didn't like how that turned out. And that is not ever happening again. Cause a lot of times, like, especially I used to just be like, I didn't like that. I don't think, but it's fine. Like, you know, kind of, but
yeah.
that's like, you know, that's not doing anything good for yourself. Like, you're not
right.
You're not helping yourself. You really got to look at these situations, and they can suck and feel them if they really sucked, you know, but also be like, okay, I know this sucks and I don't want that to happen again. And that is like a win for me. Like, it's not going to happen again.
That's right. And also, we're both not people pleasers. It's not the right word, but we're both experienced with, I guess, let's say chaotic things in our past that
yes.
sometimes make you prone to doing the thing that will please someone yeah. else. Okay. And it's slippery sometimes. You don't really realize sometimes it's a knee jerk thing. Because, like, for instance, let's say with that situation, oh, but what am I going to message them, or what am I going to say when they text me? It's easy.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Thank you very much. And no, sorry, yeah. we've reconsidered the job is for someone else. Do you know what I mean? Any
yeah.
version of that? Because that's, I think sometimes we can get hung up on that. And the only thing that matters is you.
That's yes. it. You're being so much nicer to that person by being upfront rather than like beating around the bush with it, because they don't know, like, whatever the situation is too, like, you could be hurting that person by like not telling them exactly your intentions or your feelings or whatever it is. Like, it's rude to do that to another person. Instead of just being like, I'm not interested. Go put your energy elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And with that too, sometimes people like that will try to get you into like, but why? But you said, and all that stuff. You don't owe anyone an explanation after a certain point. You can tell them and be upfront, but you don't owe anyone like explaining. And usually when people are trying to beat you for emotionally for an explanation, do any of your real friends ever do that? Do any of your loved ones ever do that?
No.
No, there's certain things that people that are real, like that are solid for you in your life, never do. So don't let a motherfucking creep do it to you.
Exactly. Like, no, block. Block. Yeah. I love that button.
Oh, I love the block. I love the mute too, because there's some motherfuckers you just want to let them dangle out there.
Oh my God. The mute is my favorite. Like, it's my best friend. I use that all the time on people. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I just didn't see your. Well, but you don't know. Yeah. Isn't that a problem? Yeah.
Literally. I just, ugh.
But you've been having a lot of nice sex with a nice person, which is a good thing.
I'm it's like the first time it's like actually like really good, like every single fucking time. And it like, I don't know, it's just nice being open sexually with somebody and just like understanding each other. And like, also it's nice to like feel safe and be like, hey, I didn't like that, or hey, like we were saying earlier, like,
yeah,
I blah, 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 or like, I want to stop right now. And there's no like question of like, why? Tell me. Like, no, it's just like, okay, what can I do for you right now? Can I get you water? Like, do you want to like walk around? Want to watch
like,
a movie?
Come on.
None of that. Exactly. And that's just like the nicest shit. Just like, I think the best thing sometimes in like relationships or whatever is just like, I tell all my friends this too, when they're going through something. And just like people in general, like they're going through stuff and I'm always just like, you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me an explanation of what's going on. You don't owe me this. What can I do right now to help you? And that's what I'm focused on. I'm not focused on why you're feeling like this. I'm not focused on like the explanation behind it, the story behind it. Like, no, like you do not owe me that. If you want to tell me that later, that's up to you. But like, that's the thing. You don't need to know every fucking little thing about a person to like be their best friend or to be in love with them, you know? Like,
yeah, right.
You'll find out when the time comes. Like, they'll tell you when they want, but they're not doing you a disservice by not saying certain things. It's trauma, like whatever it is, or they just don't want to. And like, you're not owed fucking explanation for shit sometimes. And that's okay.
It's more than okay, you know, because there's also some stuff we don't want to. You don't also want to bring some horrors in your life into every other thing going forward. Sometimes there's things that you have to reference and say, oh, I'm having trouble with this thing because, well, one time, you know, there's that and stuff comes up naturally. But also even in those instances, you don't have to get into every nitty gritty detail, because sometimes then you're actively reliving your trauma. Which is a trap people get into. There's some people who just never stop talking about the specific bad things over and over. And then it makes you wonder, right? Like, do they enjoy this, maybe? And
Yeah, that's like scary. It's like I feel like those people do kind of enjoy reliving that, which is like really scary. Like I don't know. I always get so intrigued by the people who like feel betrayed if they didn't know something about somebody and found out, or I mean, maybe if you like fucking killed someone, but like, you know, there's an there's a line, you know, like I didn't know this about you. It's like, yeah, chill. I would have told you, or you would have found out. Like, you don't need to know that. And also it's just like, yeah, like whatever it is, like sex or like anything within a relationship, like, you know, you're not owed shit.
Yeah.
Like as long as they're not fucking, you know, going against whatever boundaries y'all have like put up and like have talked about. Like, and I think that's the healthiest way to look at a relationship.
That goes hand in hand with the other thing we were saying, like, you know, you don't have to be like partners and like that you're enmeshed.
Yeah.
You're an individual sentient being. Like you do not have to be fused in all of these ways. You have things in you that, or your past or whatever, that they might come up and they might not, but no one's owed anything with that, whether it's emotion or specific details about exactly every moment in your life.
Right.
Not owed. And whatever then is shared is just shared. And that's nice. Or what you were saying before about, like, you know, when you say, I don't like this, and they stop. Sometimes the best thing that can happen is something comes up and you're not really into it. Like, all I've been having is phone sex, right? Phone sex and FaceTime sex. And there's certain levels of fantasy play that I love. And then, but then, like, maybe I don't want to do that right now, you know, or this
exactly.
type of thing, or that type of thing. It's also a great test with people. When
Hang
you
on
do.
One second.
Oh, no, take your time.
Yeah. Maybe. What's up?
I need you to open this for me.
What is it? Isaac! Okay, I'll do it, but I'm working, dude. No, I got it. I'm up. Come here. What is it?
It's just this. I can't do it because my nails. I'm sorry, baby.
Holy shit, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, fuck. Wait. Can I have one of those later?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Hot. All right, love you.
We had to take a break so you could make sure that a beer or a White Claw could be open for one of your housemates. And that's an important thing. So, like, you know, you're doing the Lord's work, not just on the show, but behind the scenes.
Thank you. Always, always.
Now, recently on the show, I played you a song that was a little disturbing.
Oh, no.
No. No, I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to play.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song that's a good old time from top to bottom. And it kind of fits in with, in all the ways that can mean. And also, it fits in with the things that we were talking about.
OMG hot.
Now, let me know if it's too loud or anything.
Okay.
It's all right to fuck all night. And it's
okay right?
to suck all day.
Right?
I agree. This is fun.
It's fun, right? A little bit more fun than the last song, for sure.
Yes.
And we'll enjoy some of the verse.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there's more of that, and we'll close the episode out by playing the rest of that one.
I'm obsessed with the instrumentals. That was that was incredible. That was, like, so well done. Like,
isn't that great?
That band, like...
Everything. Yeah, it's got
Orange.
It's a hot bop. It's a lot of fun. And there's a nice, great percussion breakdown later on, too, with like loads of timbali and all that kind of stuff, and then like a sing-along bit.
And I agree with the lyrics
exactly. And I think that's it for this episode, unless there's anything else that you'd like to add.
Mm-mm. Gay rights, that's all.
That's right, gay rights. And our Patreon page, which
yes.
of course the links are available in the description of this episode, and it's going to be patreon.com/Chrissy and Craig. Go there to get the full video of this episode and lots of other stuff, you know, and we'll tell you about that a lot of times in other places.
Yes. You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know. You already do know, I think.